Hello, thank you for calling in the customer service. My name is D. Can you provide me with your zip code? Hello?
My name is Henry, and I'm calling from Green Valley Street Department. Hello, can you hear me?
You say your name is Henry, and you're calling from Green Dot?
Yes,
on behalf of
a
customer?
Green Valley Street Department. And, yes, and the reason for my call is that I have a customer here that, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Henry. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I have a disputed transaction from the customer, so I'm calling to verify if this transaction is valid or invalid. Can you help me with this?
Okay. You would have to provide me with your the zip code of the customer so I can try to access the account.
Sure. I have the zip code here, 94603.
That was 94603?
Yeah.
Bear with me just a moment, Henry.
No worries.
All right, Henry, what's the customer's name, first and last?
Yeah, the name of the customer is Kathy Newcomb.
Kathy Newcomb? All right, and verify Kathy's full bill.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you very well.
Verify Kathy's address for me, please. Yes, sir. Verify her address, please.
Yeah, the address is 1259 19th Avenue, Oakland, California, 94603.
Thank you so much for the information. Look at the account. I see an order was placed on January the 10th for the new ice cream and the skincare. She paid $14.08 on a 14-day trial. She was required to give us a call within the 14 days. She was no longer interested. On the 15th day is when she was charged the retail value for the face cream and the skin serum. The face cream was $89.65 and the skin serum was $87.43. So she didn't cancel the subscription, so she was charged the retail value.
Well, actually, I have several disputed transactions from the customer. I have here $6.59, $7.49.
Okay, that's shipping
and
handling.
$65 and $87.43.
Okay, Henry. $7.49 and the $6.59 are the shipping and handling charges on the products that I just provided you with. The face cream and the skin care. That totaled $14.08 that I just quoted you that was paid on January the 10th.
Right. Okay. And I would like to verify the email address.
Her email address?
D117@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Yeah, that's correct, right? The email address and the address and the name of the customer, right?
All of the information is correct.
Okay. And who am I speaking with?
My name is Dee.
So much for your time. I appreciate it. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
You as well. Thanks for calling customer service. Have a good night.